Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, bring it on, bring it on.
You,
bring it on.
You,
life no dey sweet though, hey. If some people know they hate though, so use the number six so and calculate. You go see the ratio. The beef step na me go, whether na asu them relate to. So bring your own crayfish, oh, we go mix so, oh la. Take a look at me now. We're running things in this town. Can't you see?
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it.
Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Uno ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
Bring it on.
No matter how you try.
ごめんなさい、突然止まってしまいました。皆様、今日は2016年1月23日60回目のグローバルエコトークショーを今日も聞いてくださりありがとうございます。ホストのエコ長島です。質問、コメントなどございましたら、646-564-9584へお電話ください。この今おかけした電話の音楽ですが、P スクエアの Bring It On。大変私の好きな音楽でもあるんですけども、Do What's Right。正しいことをしましょう。何があったとしても、今回のゲストにとってもぴったりな曲だと思いましたのでご紹介いたしました。今日はライツ、ライフリー、フッド賞などノーベル賞の次といわれる重要な賞をいただいたニモ・バッシさんをご紹介します。そして今日も小島美沙さんにコホストを務めていただこうと思います。小島さん、こんにちは。なんか美沙さんのコンピューターの調子がちょっと悪いので声があんまりよく聞こえないかもしれませんが、許してあげてくださいね。 OK、Mr. Bassi? Hello?
Hello.
OK、welcome. We are so happy to have you. Let me read the... OK, great.Would you like to talk about yourself, or do you want me to read what you have written to us as an introduction?
I think it's better for you to read it.
Okay. じゃあ、ミサさんね、通訳お願いしますね。できる限り。いいですか？
はい。
Okay. Nimmo Bassi, Mr. Nimmo Bassi is a director of an ecological...Think Tank, Health of Mother Earth Foundation, HOMEF, and coordinator of Oil Watch International. Mr. Bassi is authored books on the environment, architecture, and poetry. He was a chair of Friends of the Earth International from 2008 to 2012.And executive director of Nigeria's Environmental Rights Action. He was co-recipient of the 2010 Right Livelihood Award, also known as the Alternative Nobel Prize. In 2012, he received the RAFO Human Rights Award. In 2014, he received Nigeria's national honor as member of the Federal Republic, MFR, in recognition of his environmental activism. His book, The Cook a continent, destructive extraction, and the climate crisis in Africa, has been translated in Portuguese and Finnish in 2014. Kojima-san, dozo. ちょっと声が聞こえないですね。それじゃあ私の方が通訳しますよ。ニボ・バーシーさんは日本で唯一のナイジェリア貧民をサポートする団体、ナイジェリア女性子どもを守る友の会の単独インタビューに応じてくださいました。環境保全シンクタンクであるヘルス・オブ・マザー・アース団体の取締役であり、オイルワッチ・インターナショナルのコーディネーターです。環境建築史に関する書籍を多数執筆、またかつては地球の友インターナショナルの議長、ナイジェリアエンバイロメンタル・ライツ・アクションの執行役員を務めました。そして第2のノーベル賞と知られるライト・ライブリー・フッド賞における2010年の共同受賞者であり、2012年にラフト人権賞を受賞、そして2014年には市の環境への取り組みが評価され、ナイジェリア連邦共和国のメンバーとしてナイジェリア国民栄誉賞を受賞しました。市の著書、大陸を料理するアフリカにおける破壊的搾取と気候危機がポルトガル語とフィンランド語に翻訳されております。ということなんですけれども、Okay, may I interview you now? Are you ready, Mr. Bashi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. You can greet with the audience first. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello. It's, what do you want to do?
You can just say hello. You can say hello. Okay.
Okay. Well, hello to you all. I'm glad that you are tuned into this program. I believe it's a very important program, and we can really get to share ideas. I will try as much as possible to help you get a feeling of what I'm talking about, and hope one day you come to see everything for yourself.
Okay. Now, the first question is, in your book, To Cook a Continent, Destructive Extraction and the Climate Crisis in Africa, talks about the world working in solidarity to consider the natural resource exploitation, corporate profiteering, and climate change in a book. We are the only organization supporting Nigeria in Japan. We are very much in agreement with you, though it is tough to raise funds because of prejudice in international community. Due to the widespread Nigerian scams and fraud, we don't know what to do about it. What would you say about it? Okay,
first of all, first of all, I would like to say that the impression that the world has that Nigeria is filled with scammers is not totally correct. There are just a few people who engage in such negative activities, but the majority of Nigerians are very good people. They love nature, they love the environment, but they are suffering real bad impacts of resource extraction, exploitation, as well as the impacts of global warming across Nigeria, both in the south, in the oil fields, and in the north, where the desert is spreading. The Sahara Desert is spreading. And so, the stories about scammers being all over Nigeria, but from identifying genuine Nigerians and the people who need help. So this cannot be a good excuse for not doing what is right.
Okay. Let me introduce, let me translate that to the Japanese audience. ただいまですね、 今伺ったのが著書の、大陸を料理するアフリカにおける破壊的な搾取と気候の危機では、世界が連携して天然資源の搾取、企業の不当な営利主義、気候変動によって考えることを述べていらっしゃいますが、私たちはナイジェリアをサポートする団体として大変共感しているんですけれども、国際社会では世界中に広まっているナイジェリアの詐欺に対する偏見があり、資金調達が大変難しいというのが事実ですので、どうしたらいいでしょうかという質問でしたんですけれども、でナイジェリア の詐欺が、広まっているということもありますけれども、それが全部ではなくて、中にはとてもいい人もいて、それで私たちがそういうふうな人間 の弱さとかそういうことをですね、お互いに助け合いながらですね、正しいことをしていくのが私たちが、考えていくことではないでしょうかということなんですが、次の質問はですね、ナイジェリアで起こっていることに関連性はありますかということなんですが、 OK, Mr. Bassi, next question is what's the next question? Is there any links to what is happening in Nigeria? Hello? Mr. Bassi?
Hello, can you repeat that? I lost the question. Yes.
Okay, the next question is that the fraud and things like this in Nigeria has something to do with what's happening in Nigeria?
Oh, certainly. The level of what we are seeing these days is certainly traceable.To what has happened in the past and what is in other areas in Nigeria. Actually, scams and fraud generally are expressions of corruption. And to me, corruption is not only when somebody takes money from somebody else illegally. Corruption also happens when corporations and individuals pollute the environment. I call that resource or environmental corruption. And what has happened generally is that because of resource corruption, because of the bad economic downturn, because of lack of employment, some people, which unfortunately has given Nigeria this bad image. But what this has meant is that the poorHonest, hard-working Nigerians are now classified along with dishonest, fraudulent persons who are just a few. But again, it's a
close
connection.
Okay,
nations and weak nations.
Okay.
It goes down to yes.
Okay.
I was just concluding. Yes. This case goes down to grassroots level.
Right. Yes. It has to do with the environment and the society. As a human rights activist and environmentalist, what do you tell the international audience to deal with the scams and fraud?
That is a very big question, but the answer is simple. Somebody must be willing to be defrauded before they can be defrauded or scammed. And so if everybody deals honestly with each other, this matter can be laid to rest.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I felt when I was in Nigeria that the people are not treated in a right way. And then because they themselves are mistreated all the time. That's why in return they have to, you know, to make a living, and they have to do some fraud and scam in order to survive. You know, that's the impression I get. So is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, you know, most people who become victims of fraud, if you very closely, they are also looking for fraudulent ways to make money. For example, somebody would say, okay, I have $1 million and accept to be my friend or my relation, my next of kin. I can get the money to you, but give me first $5,000 or 5,000 yen. And so when people want to get quick money, then they become victims, and they keep on paying and paying and paying and paying. So that is really very bad. But at another level, as you said, you are quite right. Some people have been pushed to the wall, not being able to make a living. They've been mistreated. They've been abused, and they just feel that they have to fight the system, and that is the way they choose to, which is actually not right.
Okay. Yes, I think this is the matter that everybody else should be involved to think about. It's not the Nigerian matter. It's the international community needs to take consideration, because the Nigerians themselves cannot solve it, isn't it?
Well, it requires international cooperation, and this must be with the spirit of respect and not branding a whole people as scammers. That is not right.
That's right. Okay, Mr. Barsi, your voice is not carrying out very well. You know, sometimes it's cut off. So, Lisa?
Yeah?
Yeah, if you don't mind, can you step down from the Skype, so that maybe because of the crowded connections, and then that's why the voice is not carrying. And
okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. You can hear from the website.
Okay.
You know how to get there, right?
I will try.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
Are you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. Now. Yeah, should be better this time. Okay, next question is the why the oil-rich Nigeria does not provide its poor population?
Well, you know, this is a big issue about the whole situation here in Nigeria, which is rather, you know, shocking. Because one would expect that with so much wealth, everybody would have access to at least a reasonable level of living, a reasonable level of social support and all that. But you see, oil is a very negative, oil economy is a negative economy, basically, because the way oil is extracted in Nigeria leaves a whole lot, a level of pollution that does not support the life of the people.
Right.
In fact, as you know, in the Niger Delta, the life expectancy is only 41 years.
41 years.
Pollution level is very high.
So
if 41 years in the Niger Delta, that's the life expectancy. The national average is 56.
Jeez, that's still 56.
So everything is quite low. So people cannot fish. Yeah, 56 is very low. That's the national average. And in fact, women, for men, is a bit less.
Right.
And so. Pollution, and because the oil economy does not support the other industries and other sectors, does not support agriculture and other engagements in society, other aspects of the economy more or less collapse. depending on one resource, depending on one source for venue, for running the budget, could be good enough to for the nation. I'm looking for a way to this. But if people are not engaged productively, then this leads to corruption.
That's right.
Corruption.
Yes. ただいまですね、人権活動家として、原油で豊かなナイジェリアが貧しい人々をどうして援助しないのでしょうかと。Yes, I can hear you. Sometimes it's cut off. So that's why I was speaking in Japanese to tell the audience what we are talking about. For example, in 2010, Nigeria received approximately $23.48 billion. And then from international assistance, Nigeria received $1.9 billion from overseas aid. And the ODA is also one of them. So that's an enormous amount. And as far as the report is concerned, and then they should be able to provide the poor and needy in Nigeria. But as I'm talking, there still are no lights and no welfare scheme to help the poor in Nigeria. And police do not come to rescue the victims when there is a violence. So what do you think, what is the core problems and where should we look for the answers?
Well, you know, if you look at the overall global system, there's hardly any justice in the world today. The weak nations are still being oppressed by stronger, richer nations. So you come to the level of Nigeria, the victims are being blamed for many things, and the victims are being punished.
Yes, I agree with you.
With the word
right.
Punished. So
yes.
Really, the way to get out of this problem is to work with people at the grassroots. Governments are sometimes unable to understand what is happening at the community level. So we need to do more work with community people to encourage them to stand for their rights, to defend their resources, protect the environment, and try as much as possible to provide for themselves. For example, I've seen one of the videos on your website about the water supply problems. These are things by sharing information, education and support, communities are able to try to provide for themselves. And this way we can rebuild our societies from the bottom up.
So what do you think those oil revenue and international overseas aid has been used in Nigeria? How are they spending? Maybe this is a political question, and it may not be your area to answer, but I think we have to, this is the bottom line. I mean, without knowing what is happening with the money that they are earning, and then how can we find the solutions?
I think, again, the solution is coming mostly from civil society. There are many groups in Nigeria who are working on transparency issues. They're working on budget issues. They're working to track how these revenues are being used. Government budgets have been examined in detail, and people are pointing out areas that wastages would occur. So with more and more of this, we're going to see citizens policing the politicians and policing the government in a way that government would be forced to do the right thing and resources are utilized in a way that translates into the well-being and support of the ordinary people who ought to benefit from all these resources and my community.
ただ今お話ししているところですけれども、ちょっと今ストップしてですね、だいたいナイジェリアでは2兆7000億円ほどが、まあ、これが 23.48 億ドルですけれども、これだけの原油収入があり、また ODA などからですね、19億ドルを、受け取ったわけですね。2010年にこれだけの金額がありながらですね、貧民の手に渡っていない、貧民は未だに苦しんでいて電気もつかない、そして職業もないという状態で、これは一体どういうところからどのようにしてお金が使われて、どうして貧民はこのように苦しんでいるんでしょうかという質問をさせていただいたんですけれども、でそれについてはですね、ウニモさんのような人権活動家がですね、政府がどのように、費用を使っているのかということを調査したりなどしているということなんですけれども、その辺のところはですね、まあもうちょっといろいろ伺ってみたいと思います。 So、Will you tell us why Nigerian people run away from their own country and scatter around the world, Mr. Bassi?
you ask a very interesting question.
Well, I have to be very direct with you. I mean, that's what we see on this end when you come here. People are thinking, why are there so many?
In fact, migration is a natural phenomenon. And we have not seen the end of it or now. You can see recently in Europe, there was a lot of migration from Syria, from the Middle East to Europe, and it was all over the news. And a lot of Africans are dying trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe also. But there's hardly any support for Africans who are going to Europe, which is very unfortunate. But I think we're going to see more of this problem as years go by. There are two reasons for it. One is economic. And second is global warming. Whether we like it or not, the very wrong political economic policies that have been forced on African countries by international organizations like the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, they have managed to damage African economies and force African countries to continue to be exporters of raw materials. And this has not been very helpful at all. So people are not finding the support. They're not finding employment at home. They're not finding good, peaceful environment to live in. And then climate change is putting more pressure on natural resources. So people are just looking for where they can survive. It's a matter of survival, I think.
Okay. According to your book, it seems like all the problems seems to be coming from the oil. And seems like you're saying that stopping to extract the oil from the ground would be the one big solution to all the problems. Is that right?
Definitely. Keeping the oil underground would solve a lot of problems. You solve the climate problem because continuing to burn fossil fuels. Is driving up global temperatures. Right now, there's a global movement to keep the coal in the underground, the oil, the gas, all this underground. It will also help Nigeria and other economies to look for economic means.
Okay. It's almost the time to end the show.
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I hear, but this is almost the time to end the show. So let me ask you one last question. Fund for Nigeria is given by ODA. Official Development Assistance, and government agency under the guidance of Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Do you have any advice to them?
Government and people stand a very good chance to work in solidarity with Nigerian government and Nigerian people to get things really done between the two countries and to help the people who need help in Nigeria. And so I would suggest to Japanese officials that they should not be afraid to go to the Niger Delta, for example. The Niger Delta is not so dangerous. If they're working, getting in touch with the people and the officials on the ground, they can see things for themselves and help to do what they can do. I believe Japan has the resources to be of assistance, and they should not hold back at all.
Yes. Okay. Yes. This is a great discussion. Actually, some of the portions that you discussed is not clearly carried out. Your voice was not carrying out. So, you know, Mr. Bassi, I am thinking about sending somebody to interview you. And then film.
Okay, that's
what do you say? Because I
that's possible that we can do that.
Okay, I have direct connection with the you know, the embassies, and also I can attend the ODA conference time to time. And so it will be very helpful. So what I am thinking about is the important thing is to present that the this is not just a Nigerian matter. This is about the humanity and climate change,
exactly.
And health,
right,
of people around the world. So that's what we like to present, so that the people can work together. Okay, so thank you very much for joining us today. And さて、残念ながらもう最後の時間が来てしまいました。当局スワシンはナイジェリア女性と子どもを守る友の会。ナイジェリアだけでなく世界の女性子どもが安全で幸福であることを夢見ています。ニモさん、今日はナイジェリア人、貧困層がどのように不公平に扱われ、人権が奪われたかについてお話しくださりありがとうございました。皆さん、今日は最後までグローバル英語トークショーポッドキャストにお付き合いくださりありがとうございました。ニモさんのブログアドレスは、このサイトに書いてありますが、nimo.blogspot.com。そして出版物は www.home.org サイトにリストされておりますので、ご覧ください。Thank you for joining us, Mr. Nimo Bassi. We had such a wonderful time. We strive for humanity and we are here to back you up any way we can. And thank you for all your effort to help us understand your views and your effort to help the poor people in the Niger Delta. It is great to hear someone fighting all odds to make the difference in a Nigerian poor community. And this is priceless information. So those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. Thank you. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Together we can make a change.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.